Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajnyo Mehta with the news, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Operation Sindoor sends strong global message about India's zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism. Chief Minister Dr. Nipu Rio meets Irish and UAE ambassadors to boost ties. Nagaland Contractors and Suppliers Union alleges irregularities in several state government projects. And India to observe some Vidhan Hatya Divas tomorrow. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Operation Sindoor sent a strong global message about India's zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism. He said India has made it clear that no place is safe for those who harm Indian citizens. The Prime Minister was speaking in New Delhi today at the centenary celebration of the historic conversation between two of India's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayana Guru and Mahatma Gandhi. He said the historic conversation held at Sivagiri Mutt in Kerala gave new direction to the freedom movement and continues to inspire India's journey towards Viksit Bharat.
समाज का हर वर्ग हर तबका एक आत्मविश्वास के साथ विकसित भारत के सपने को उसमें अपना योगदान दे रहा है। स्वच्छ भारत मिशन, पर्यावरण से जुड़े अभियान, अमृत सरोवर का निर्माण, मिलेट को लेकर जागरूकता जैसे अभियान, हम जन भागीदारी की भावना से आगे बढ़ रहे हैं। 140 करोड़ देशवासियों की ताकत से आगे बढ़ रहे हैं।
He added that 100 years ago, when people feared speaking against societal evils, Sri Narayana Guru stood firm, guided by truth, service and a deep belief in harmony and equality. Mr. Modi said this inspiration continues to guide the nation on the path of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. Chief Minister Dr. Nipu Rio held a series of meetings with diplomats at New Delhi today. Taking to X, Dr. Rio shared that he met with Ambassador of Ireland to India, Kevin Kelly, to discuss on strengthening ties and exploring areas of mutual cooperation. The Irish embassy said the two discussed future collaboration and partnership. Separately, he met with the UAE ambassador, Abdul Nasir Al-Shali. Dr. Rio described the exchange as meaningful and expressed optimism for close collaboration for mutual benefit. Nagaland Contractors and Suppliers Union, NCSU, has alleged serious irregularities in the implementation of several state government's projects. In a representation to the Chief Secretary, the union flagged issues of transparency and fair competition in works under PMGSY Package 3 and the Departments of Tribal Affairs, School Education and Tourism. Under PMGSY Package 3, the union raised concerns that current progress of the project indicate it might fail to meet the September 2025 timeline for completion. In the Tribal Affairs Department, it alleged unjustified deductions of 20% of the allocated fund under PMAAGY project, while no notice inviting tender was issued for the Tribal Research Institute. The NCSU further claimed that the Education Department awarded 130 works to a single firm, which in turn was subletting the projects in violations of norms, while the 100 crore rupees project at Kisama last year was also reportedly executed by the Tourism Department without a work order or public tender. The union urged the government to address the issues by July 20, failing which it warned of possible actions, including legal option. Samvidhan Hatya Divas will be observed tomorrow. It serves as a reminder of what happened when the Constitution of India was trampled over on 25th June 1975. It is also a day to pay homage to each and every person who suffered due to the excesses of the emergency, the darkest phase of Indian history. The day commemorates the massive contributions of all those who endured the inhuman pains of the 1975 emergency. A report.
Last year, the government had declared 25th June as Samvidhan Hatya Diwas to pay tribute to all those who suffered and fought against the gross abuse of power during the period of emergency and to recommit the people of India to not support in any manner such gross abuse of power in future. On 25th June 1975, in a brazen display of a dictatorial mindset, the then Indira Gandhi government had imposed the emergency on the nation for 18 months. Lakhs of people were thrown behind bars for no fault of their own and the voice of the media was silenced. Samvidhan Hatya Diwas intends to honor the spirit of millions who struggled to revive democracy despite facing inexplicable persecution at the hands of an oppressive government. The observance of Samvidhan Hatya Diwas helps in keeping the eternal flame of individual freedom and democracy alive in every Indian, thus preventing any dictatorial force from repeating those horrors. With Anupam's report, Kahir Henry, Akashvani News, Kohima.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. U.S. President Donald Trump has insisted that the ceasefire between Israel and Iran remains in effect in a new post on Truth Social. He added that Israel is not going to attack Iran and all planes will turn around and head home. Mr. Trump also said nobody will be hurt as the ceasefire is in effect. Earlier, he said that both Israel and Iran violated the ceasefire. Before this, the Israel Defense Forces claimed that Iran fired missiles despite the ceasefire. However, General Staff of Iran's Armed Forces denied the Israelis' claim. As part of Operation Sindhu, India has brought 2,576 nationals back home from Iran. An update from the External Affairs Ministry said 281 Indian nationals along with 3 Sri Lankans and 2 Nepalese nationals were evacuated from Iran and arrived in New Delhi in the afternoon today. Meanwhile, 268 Indian nationals returned from Israel on the third evacuation flight this morning. They were received by Minister of State for Information, Broadcasting and Parliamentary Affairs, Dr. L. Murugan, upon their arrival in the national capital.
Our government's priority, our Prime Minister Narendra Modi's priority is to that wherever the war situation is there, or our Indians and our Indian diaspora peoples are struck, to evacuate them safely to our nation.
The Israel lack of Operation Sindhu began yesterday, bringing back 594 Indians safely from Israel so far under the ongoing evacuation mission. The Guwahati High Court has directed all pending child trafficking cases in various courts across Nagaland, Assam, Mizoram and Arunachal Pradesh be completed within 6 months. The circular issued on June 20 follows a directive from the Supreme Court in April this year. The High Court circular comes into effect immediately. Nagaland Beekeeping and Honey Mission Chairman Obed Quinker today inaugurated a quality stock bee multiplication center at Lozapuha village in Pak district. Speaking at the event, Mr. Quinker highlighted the state government's commitment to transforming beekeeping into a thriving industry. He urged the community to make full use of the center and protect the region's natural resources, which are ideal for beekeeping. Mr. Quinker noted that Nagaland currently has 9 quality stock bee breeding centers in Nagaland, with Lozapuha being the only village selected from PAC. Gracing the event as guest of honor, advisor for new and renewable energy, Z. Nishito Nute highlighted the vision of Chief Minister Dr. Nipurio to scale up agriculture and allied activities and encouraged beekeepers to seize this opportunity to boost rural livelihoods and agricultural productivity. And the Department of Industries and Commerce has clarified that applications for PM Vishwakarma and Udyam registration are entirely free of cost in accordance with official government guidelines. The department said it has noticed certain private individuals and entities offering paid assistance for this and other MSME-related schemes. While beneficiaries may avail such third-party services, no fees should be charged in the name of the government for submission of applications, it said. The department has urged citizens to remain vigilant and report any instance of unauthorized fee collection to their respective district industry center. For queries or complaints, citizens may contact the department helpline at 841-307-8294. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Operation Sindoor sends strong global message about India's zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism. Chief Minister Dr. Nipurio meets Irish and UAE ambassadors to boost ties. Nagaland Contractors and Suppliers Union alleges irregularities in several state government projects. And India to observe Samvidhan Hatya Divas tomorrow. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.